Well, we now have our lineup for the semi-finals of the Peter Hanley Motors Senior Football Championship in Longford. Longford Slashers will take on Mostrom, and it's Dromard versus Abilara in the second semi-final. Now, this weekend, Slashers saw off St. Columba's 2-11 to 8 points. Killoe lost out to Mostrom just by a single score on Sunday evening in Pierce Park, 110 to 12. And in the other quarter-final, the replay between Abilara and Rathcline, well, that finished with just a goal in it in the end. Abilara 2-7, Rathcline 10 points. Well, just after that match between Mostrom and Killoe in Pierce Park on Sunday evening, I spoke to the County Board PRO, John Duffy, for his view on the weekend's quarter-finals. John, we just watched the last of the quarter-finals, the best of them, and Mostrom looking good.
Yeah, Mostrom had a very good victory there, Fintan, and well, they certainly fancied their chances against the favourites now, Longford Slashers, of course, but that was, as you say, it was just finished here, 2 minutes, I've done the commentary on it, and it was certainly the most enjoyable game of the quarter-finals. Two very well-matched teams, and Killoe with a chance, well, it was a very difficult kick there at the very end for Dennis McGoldrick, a player who has just came back, of course, as well. He was away for the summer, and he had a very, very difficult kick between the 20 and the 13-metre line. We thought we heard 4 minutes of additional time, so there'll be probably a little bit of debate in Killoe about that as well. Was there enough time played in the end? But in any case, it's Mostrom that go forward, and they fully deserved, I think, I'd say they deserved their victory, because they did dictate most of the second half, and I think the game was nearly gone from Killoe. They seemed to have lost their shape after Mostrom got the goal, and they lost their shape. They did bring in a couple of substitutes, like Shane Doherty, who made a difference all right, and they got a couple of last points all right, Killoe. But in the end, it was a very good performance. I think the full back in particular there, Michael Victory, he was excellent. Seamus Hannan as well. When the game was in the melting pot, Hannan got a few great interceptions, and Victory was outstanding at full back, as I say. The Coyles as well played very well, and these Gallaghers, Aaron and Kieran and Thomas, like, they're small in stature, but certainly very big in heart. And I'll tell you, Slashers won't be that over anxious about playing them at all, I'd say, in the semi-final. They'll certainly, Dennis Connerton will be very much trying to get his own team to keep their feet on the ground, even though they've beaten them in the group stages. You can be sure that Connerton will be drumming it into them that Mostrom have improved since that.
I mean, now we know the lineup for those semi-finals. It's Slashers and Mostrom, and Abilara, they were winners this weekend as well. They played Dromard.
Yeah, they played Dromard. It's a rematch of the semi-final last year, Fintan, and certainly Mostrom or Abilara will be hoping to improve on last year's. They didn't show up really last year in that semi-final, and they ended up being well beaten. Now they've beat Rathcline today by 3 points, and they struggled for long periods of time. Arthur O'Connor was a big loss to them in the middle of the field. He didn't play in either of those games, so they'll be hoping certainly to have Arthur back in the centre of the field. But word on the street is that Kevin Smith is also going to be back for the semi-final, so that's a big boost for them, you know. Not sure about Pádraig Berry, I haven't heard anything about him, but I hear that Kevin Smith will be back. The brother Robbie Smith started today as well, got a couple of nice points there, got the last point this evening as well when the pressure was really on. Very good score, so they'll certainly give a better account of themselves than they did last year, and I'm sure that they're delighted that it is Dromard, because, you know, when you're beaten well by a team, what you really want is to get back and to redeem yourself the following year. So Abilara now have that chance. They're probably coming good, even though they didn't play that well. They've got to the semi-final, so they're coming good at the right time, maybe, and getting their players back as well at the right time.
Longford County Board PRO John Duffy there. Certainly looking forward to those semi-finals. Should be two great contests between Slashers and Mostrom, and Dromard and Abilara, and we'll have more on those games later in the week. In the meantime, to keep up to date on all the latest news, check out the Longford Leader website, www.longfordleader.ie.